Hey, Bill O'Reilly, No Spin News, Thursday, October 8th, 2020. Stand up for your country. A lot going on today. Whoa. And I think you'll find this program to be very informative and entertaining at the same time. A lot to tell you about. So this morning, President Trump and Joe Biden found out that the debate for next week, scheduled for Miami on Thursday, is now a virtual debate, which means they're not going to be there in person. They're not going to be on the same stage. So right away, Donald Trump calls into Fox Business Maria Bartiromo. He likes her. He doesn't like, I guess he likes Fox and Friends, but you know, he's this way on Fox News Channel. But anyway, he says, I'm not showing up to that. That's ridiculous. And it is. Because if you do a virtual debate, you can have people there telling you what to say, giving you tips, writing a script for you. How's anybody going to know? Are they going to have debate officials looking in your window? I don't even know if there are any windows in Joe Biden's basement. So, why bother? Don't even bother. So what should have happened is that the debate should have been postponed like the National Football League does with their games. All right, so the two quarterback, one quarterback has COVID, the other doesn't. The other's afraid, I guess. I don't know. And you should have waited, and you should have consulted with both campaigns. How disrespectful is this? That this commission out of nowhere says, well, this is what we're going to do. So Trump's not going to show up. And everybody's, oh, Trump's not going to show up. And I think that it may hurt him not showing up, but I'd do the same thing. I would. I'm not going to do that. That's ridiculous. Now, I think there'll be a compromise on this. I think they'll come to some kind of agreement. If the president tests negative next Monday or Tuesday, there's no reason he can't go. But a little shield. I think they had shields last night, the VP debate. I mean, maybe put barbed wire on top of the shields, the plexiglass, and maybe a couple of German shepherds to make sure nobody crosses. You can do it that way, right? I mean, no problem last night with the VPs. They were far away from each other. They had the plexiglass. They weren't breathing on each other, any of that. So I think it'll be worked out. You want to hear Trump? Should I play the Trump soundbite? All right, go ahead. Go.
I felt I beat him easily. I think he felt it too. He wouldn't answer any questions, and he had the protection of Chris Wallace all night long. It was I thought Chris Wallace was a disaster. But I beat him in the first debate. At the second debate, we have a never-Trumper as a host, but that's okay because I beat him in the second debate also. And but I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
All right, so Donald Trump thinks he won the first debate. Sure, I mean, he's entitled to his opinion, and you know. But let's put it this way. None of the polls, that public polls, which are bogus, the internal polling, which is not, showed the president improved his position after the first debate, and that's a fact.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, what about last night? So I did the live tweeting. I hope you were there for that. It was entertaining. We have about 3.5 million Twitter followers now. It's a little big army out there. I have mixed feelings about the first half of the debate. I didn't think anybody really stood out. But then it turned. So let's walk through it. The first thing that struck me was that Kamala Harris, every time she answered a question, it was about her. Me, Kamala Harris. Senator Harris. Me. Every time Vice President Pence answered a question, it was about Donald Trump. Not about him. I didn't hear Pence ever say anything about him himself. So the ego, and me being a person with a big ego, I'm tuned into this. The ego was crazy imbalance. I mean, Kamala is like, oh, I'm Kamala. Don't you talk to me like that. Don't you lecture me. And it's Pence talking about Trump. Okay, number one. Number two, the demeanor. All right, so Pence, totally opposite President Trump. He's not a showman. He's not charismatic, but he was very methodical and very credible. Knew what he was talking about. Not a lot of stammering. All right. Presented himself pretty well. He was respectful. I mean, he ran through the stop signs, but that's what they're all going to do. Senator Harris was immature. All right. So let me show you first what I'm talking about, and then we'll get into it a little bit deeper. Go.
Joe Biden's going to raise your taxes. It's really remarkable to think, Susan. I mean, right after a time where we're going through a pandemic that lost 22 million jobs at the height, to give direct payments to families, which you were one of the original co-sponsors of in the United States Senate. They want to abolish fossil fuels and ban fracking.
You see the shaking of the head, the phony smile, the condescending attitude. Don't you hate that? I do. Just sit there, lady, and listen to him. You want to rebut him? Fine. But the truth is that everybody on this planet with an IQ over 80 knows if you win and Joe Biden wins, everyone's taxes are going up. Everybody. Because the federal government will start to tax everything. Not just income, okay? They have to pay for the Green New Deal, to pay for all of the social programs that you were promised, free college, free daycare, right? Have to, all right? There aren't enough people earning more than $400,000 a year to finance a tenth of what you were promised. So everybody knows you're gonna raise taxes. Okay, so Frank Luntz, you know him, right? So he does these little focus groups of unaligned voters, whatever, okay? And here's what he said right after the debate. Go.
But the complaint about Kamala Harris was that she was abrasive and condescending. The complaint about Mike Pence was that he was too tired, but vice presidential or presidential. If this is a battle over style and substance, which is often the case with undecided voters, because they simply do not choose on policy, they also choose on persona, this was Mike Pence's night.
And that's true. People vote not only on their own self-interest and the economy and COVID, but they formulate a view. And this hurt President Trump. So women particularly think that he's a barbarian, all right, that he's boorish. Well, here now we have a woman who's disrespectful all day long. Condescending is the right word. And that's going to stick. Christmas is coming and the geese are getting fat. If you become a lifetime concierge or premium member at BillO'Reilly.com, you get all 9 killing books. So that gives you all those gift opportunities. Plus you get the membership. This is the greatest deal we've ever had. 9 books free. I don't know what else I can do. You want a signed book for Christmas? I'll do them. Get those orders in now, please. And all of the Stand Up for America stuff, this hat, if you buy 3 killing books, get the hat free. Okay? The mug is the best mug in the world. Best mug in the world. Here it is. Stand Up for Your Country. So please go to BillO'Reilly.com over the weekend and get some good gifts. Right back with the final thought.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late. you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
So here's the final thought of the day, and it's pithy. I don't know who's watching cable TV news anymore. How can you sit there and watch these pundits, all right, these biased people who never give you anything, no insights, nothing. They just spout propaganda. There's like six of them in little boxes because they can't be together for COVID. And it's like, what do you make of that? What's your take on this? Well, at the end of the day, I mean, it just, my head's blowing off. I used to be able to watch it. I can't watch it now. My children rebel. Get that, Dad, don't watch anything. We'll watch reruns of Gomer Pyle. That's how bad cable news is. Not everybody. There are some astute commentators still working. But by and large, it's garbage. See you soon.